Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You know, we call it soccer. The English call it football. And so with that being said, as I speak now to Coach James Armstrong, Mississippi State women's soccer coach, but I have to ask, are you the best football coach on campus right now?
Best soccer coach on campus. I'll go with that one.
We'll go with that then. This is a question. Yeah, this question feels like it's more of like a pro sports kind of question, but we'll ask anyway. When I say, what's the mood inside the building right now? Because you guys have got to be on a little bit of a high as much as you can be, knowing what you have to face coming up.
Yeah, that's a great question, Brian. Thankfully, we have a motto, never to be too high, never to be too low. And we've got a really experienced group of girls that obviously have high aspirations and high expectations and a lot of belief. But they just truly take it one game at a time, you know, coming off some big wins recently. You know, the whole hoopla around Oklahoma and Texas was getting old. And so, you know, getting them out of the way early and beating both of them was very important. And then we had the difficulty of going to South Carolina and not playing the game. And a lot of people think that's an advantage because you get an extra day of rest, but it throws you off your routine. So the girls have done an unbelievable job of just taking it day in, day, you know, day in, day out, focusing on winning the day and just trying to improve and don't look too far ahead. And, you know, they do a really good job of turning the page and knowing that we'll celebrate the victory on the day of, but the next day, unfortunately, the page has already been turned and the next opponent is, you know, on the horizon.
In American football, we have a saying that defense wins championships. Now, I don't know if that's still true or not, because the game of college football and pro football has changed so much, and offense really may be what wins championships. In soccer, defense wins championships. That's something I really believe. You've given up two goals this year. And they were both in the same game. So every other game, you've been able to pitch a shutout. We'll just keep making analogies with other sports here, Coach. How can this team continue to be this strong at the back, and why are they so successful at defending?
Hopefully we'll continue to be as strong at the back. Listen, everybody knows I have an unbelievable coaching staff that put together a great game plan. You know, we obviously added Coach Drago Saranic, you know, in March. He's a defense-minded coach. Nick Zimmerman is an incredible coach on both sides of the ball, and Kat Stratton, you know, is really learning from those two and really growing in her trade. So, you know, the belief, the buy-in, that defense does win championships. And what a lot of people probably don't realize is soccer's a little bit different, right, in terms of we defend from the front. So everybody, all 11 players that are on the field at any given time, they're all responsible for that defensive effort. So, you know, where we set the line of confrontation, in other words, you know, where we want to establish pressure on the ball, where we're trying to shape the ball, where our pressing pockets are to make, you know, we want to make play predictable. So then we have numbers around it. But incredible defensive performances so far. You know, as we go into SEC play, you're coming across quality opposition and quality players, attacking players in particular, in every game, you know. So we've already faced that. You know, Lexi Missimo from Texas is the number one attacking player in the country. You know, we limited her to one shot last night. LSU, incredible attacking players, you know, scored three goals against Oklahoma in the last game. We limited them to one shot as a team. So it's a full team effort. Coaching staff's done an unbelievable job. Really proud of how we're defending right now. And hopefully, yes, it will continue. That's the goal.
And then, you know, on the other side of that coin, how much confidence do your attackers play with, knowing that, you know, they're probably sound at the back? They're going to be okay back there. Does that give them a little bit more freedom in the way they want to play? Or is it just a situation where they know if they can get one goal in, they're probably going to be good?
Absolutely. It gives them confidence, you know, to know what's behind them. You know, our record so far of limiting quality opponents to few shots is you know, something that the attacking players can say, okay, well, we just got to take our chances now. But we've got some great attacking players. You know, funnily enough, before the start of the season, you know, the shape that we're playing is because we've got so many attacking options. You know, so we're exciting going forward as well. And I think the attacking players benefit from us winning the ball higher up the field a lot of times. And we call it our repress. You know, when we lose the ball, we kind of swarm and get lots of numbers around the ball to win it back earlier than usual. So our attacking players are definitely benefiting by getting more touches on the ball because of that defensive effort.
Big matchup this week. I assume the polls will come out a little later, but the last one I saw, Arkansas was ranked number 2 in the country. You're still in the top 10. You're number 9. You'll probably go up as a result of your win Sunday night. So this is a massive game. Maybe the biggest women's soccer game in Mississippi State history going to be played in Starkville on Thursday. What does that matchup look like? What does Arkansas bring to the pitch, and how do you counter it?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the rankings will come out. I'd be shocked if Arkansas are not number 1, you know, when these new rankings come out. Arkansas has just had sustained success. They've won 4 out of the last 5 SEC championships. I think they've been to the last 7 finals in the SEC tournament. They're relentless, scoring goals. I think they've got 17 different goal scorers. Incredible depth coming off the bench, particularly from an attacking standpoint. And what they do really well is they just make you uncomfortable. You know, they prey on mistakes. They're opportunistic. You know, sometimes you can make a mistake in your own penalty box, and, you know, you can kind of get the clearance with the second player. If you miss the clearance, Arkansas player is going to be on that second ball and putting it in the back of the net. So we really have to be good in our details defensively. We know it's going to be relentless pressure for 90 minutes. But at the same time, we've got to do a really good job of playing our game, right? A lot of times when teams play Arkansas, you know, it just becomes a bit of a slugfest, a battle. We're going to have to fight for sure, and that's what we do really, really well. But we've also got to make sure that we, when we get the ball, we show our quality and make them have to worry about us. So, you know, Arkansas special team, they'll be number 1. I do think it's the biggest game in program history. But for us, we've got to make sure that we are as sharp as we can be on both sides of the ball and make sure we focus a lot on ourselves as well.
When you think about a game like this, you know, I mentioned your defensive record. Do you think this team can win a 3-2, 4-3 kind of game?
Yeah, I honestly do. I think this team, well, it's not I think. I know that this team believes that they're never out of it. You know, they have a great sense of belief in one another. They love to fight. They love to get after it and never get outworked. So, you know, regardless of what the score is in a game, I don't think that they ever think that they would be out of it. So if it comes down to a high scoring game, we've got the players that can score. And most importantly, the belief that we can win any game that we play.
When you think about what this program did a season ago and the historic run you had in the NCAA tournament, you know, it's great. And you know, you want to do things like that. But as a coach, you know that fans think, okay, well, what are you going to do now? Can you go further? So I ask you that question. Can your team go further? Is this a team that you feel like you can make a deeper run into the postseason than you did even a season ago?
That's been the biggest challenge for us as a coaching staff and as a program. There's no doubt that we have the most talent that we've ever had. You know, we've got the most depth we've ever had. The camaraderie is and the chemistry is closer than we've ever had. Now it comes down to it's impossible to say, is the bounce of the ball going to go your way? Are you going to get the correct decision? The decision is going to go your way. Are you going to stay healthy? So I can't say how many games we're going to win, but I can tell you we're all really, really enjoying this journey. We're all hell-bent on making sure that we continue it for as long as possible. There's no reason why this team can't win a national championship. There's no reason why this team can't win an SEC championship. So those are our goals. That's our mission. That's what we work hard for day in, day out. I'm repeating myself, but the team's doing a really good job of handling expectations and I guess you could call it pressure. In the old days, even maybe last season to a degree, I think people thought that the Mississippi State maybe were riding the crest of a wave that could fall at any given time. I don't think that's the case anymore. Nobody wants to play us, I can tell you that. Starkville's become a fortress for us. The fans have been unbelievable. It's a great atmosphere. It's not the easiest place to get to for any of the SEC schools. So why not us? You know, I know that's a really big cliche, but that's what we're saying inside our circle. And we're doing a good job of keeping it in-house. And, you know, we just look forward to each and every single day that we get to be with one another. And this is a special team with a special group of players and special staff. So anything could happen.
Fortress is one of my favorite terms that the English use in terms of what they call their stadiums. I love it. Stamford Bridge was a fortress for a long time there. I appreciate that. Last question, and it's going to be a little off the wall because I want to know the answer to it. Beans for breakfast. What's the deal?
Did Riley Combs ask you to tell you?
I've been wondering this for years.
It's funny because Riley Combs, who's our star center back, texted me that same question over the summer. She said, do you guys really eat beans for breakfast? And I said, yes, of course. I don't understand why that's so strange. But yeah, we went to England, obviously, on our international trip. And let's just say that I thought the breakfast was fantastic. It was a full English breakfast every morning with beans, bacon, sausage, black pudding, you name it. Needless to say, the girls didn't really quite appreciate it as much as I did, and certainly couldn't understand beans for breakfast.
I'm with your team on this one. I'll just be honest with you. So I'd run some Premier League smack on you, but your team's not there this year. So I'm gonna just my $1 billion team, and we'll go from there. Coach James Armstrong, thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, sir. Hail State.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.